So, happening around town here in just a few weeks, St. Mark's United Methodist Church is partnering with the Tim Tebow Foundation to present A Night to Shine for those with special needs. And joining us this morning are Dave Charles and Pastor Dan Metzger from St. Mark's. And gentlemen, thank you both for dropping by. We certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
So, the Tim Tebow Foundation, everybody knows Tim Tebow, and the Foundation is his charitable organization. They put these types of events, these events on in a number of communities. Talk about how you connected with the Tim Tebow Foundation to launch this.
Yeah, we actually were nominated by somebody in the community who knew that we had the right kind of space and the kind of people that would get behind an event like this. Mm-hmm. And then the Tim Tebow Foundation invited us to apply. And they selected us to be the site here in Hancock County in this area.
That is awesome.
To be able to host this. Yeah. So it's really great.
It is terrific. So talk about what A Night to Shine is.
Well, it's a prom for those with special needs, ages 14 and up. And it's really, I would say, a prom extravaganza.
Yeah.
You pull up, there's going to be limo rides for everyone. There's a paparazzi when they come in the door, a red carpet greeting. Then throughout the night, they'll eat and have dancing just like a normal prom. But we're going to have local celebrities there and that kind of thing. And then on top of that, there is a crowning where everybody is crowned at one point, and a special message from Tim Tebow that, of course, will be broadcast, but they'll get a message from him. And there's going to be all kinds of things like makeup stations for them to freshen up their makeup, a shoe polishing station, just a night to really make them shine.
Yeah. A lot goes into all of this, it sounds like.
Yeah, we've got hundreds of volunteers already. We do encourage more people to sign up if they want to be volunteers. The deadline for that is tomorrow. To be able to do that, because we're doing background checks. We want to make sure everybody is trained and that everybody knows what they're doing. But yeah, there's a lot that goes into this. Usually groups have something like 10 months to get this figured out. We found out in November that we were going to be doing it. So and then we had the Christmas season, obviously. It's been a little bit of a rush, but just really thankful for all the people in the community who have pulled together and said, we want to put this on and help people really feel special.
Yeah, this is one of those types of things that when you go out and look for folks who can help out with all of these types of things, doesn't really take a whole lot of selling.
The community has been so supportive as far as volunteers. Every participant gets a buddy. We've had plenty of buddies sign up. The outreach of corporations has been wonderful as far as donations and that type of thing. Yes, this is, Findlay is a very supportive community.